necessarily the news.
Sound the bells.
There we go. Bells are sounding. Ding dong. And a Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Not the winner either at the Texas Music Awards for the best news segment involving two DJs. So we
dang it.
Try again next year. But we won you over, hopefully, and you're on our Hank Facebook Live, having fun in the comments section.
Yay!
Join the party. And join in the hall. The Country Music Hall of Fame announced there yesterday. Vince Gill did the honors. Their 2025 class and inductees. They'll be inducted officially later on in the fall. But the Country Music Hall of Fame 2025 class, led by Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney.
If you'd have told that kid that night on a hot summer night in East Tennessee that this was going to happen, I would have told you that you were crazy. You know, I would have told you that I'm getting ready to wake up somehow on my couch in college, and all of this was just a dream.
Kenny will make his way into the Country Music Hall of Fame, inducted into the Modern Era Artist category of the Veterans Era Artist category. I can't believe she's not already in. June Carter Cash will be posthumously inducted into the Hall of Fame. She will join just about every one of her family members and friends in the Hall of Fame. I can't believe it. We'll take a closer look at her coming up in the Real Country Flashback later on. And in the non-performer category, he was a big producer, produced more than 100 chart-topping country hits. Tony Brown makes up the 2025 class of the Country Music Hall of Fame. And, of course, it's Kenny Chesney's birthday today, so we'll keep the Kenny tunes flowing this morning.
So don't call it a comeback, but you can worry about it. Miley Cyrus has a big brand new album set for release in late May. And, well, Billy Ray could not be happier. Dear old dad posted on social media that two of his daughters are absolutely blowing his mind. His flesh and blood are taking their game to a new level. And all this is very, very sweet. Unfortunately, Miley is not happy about this. She's concerned the mushy stuff will overshadow her work, the project. She doesn't want family drama, and the two have had quite a strained relationship for some time.
Yeah, he released either a new album or a new song, and it sounds a lot like the inauguration.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think you'd understand.
Did it win a Texas Music Award?
Some say that's the best rendition of that ever.
Oh.
So well done. Well
good
done.
Good job, Billy Ray.
In not necessarily the business news, Napster yesterday just sold for $207 million.
What?
Napster.
How is that possible?
Founded in 1999.
Uh-huh.
And all about the illegal downloading of music, we all remember. Napster evidently still exists. And a metaverse business bought them. They want to turn it into a virtual concert platform. I don't know what it was still doing there. Evidently, Best Buy bought it back in 2008.
I can't believe we got $200 million.
We got anything else lying around from 1999 that we could possibly sell?
No kidding. I mean, I'll take $200. So Brad Pitt is not playing around when it comes to his precious baby boy. Word is he's trying to teach his son Pax about road safety. Presumably after that big crash with one of those electric scooters a few months ago. Word is Brad wants to rent out a personal track so they can go as fast as they want, use crash test dummies for practice. And hopefully, this will bridge the gap in their troubled relationship. The only problem is getting him to agree to all this.
Probably easier to get the actual band, the Crash Test Dummies, talk about things back from the 90s we could bring back.
Did they get a Texas Music Award?
So the Super Bowl a couple months ago, but the FCC finally just coming out because they're a little slow on things there, the FCC.
Ah?
Talk about somebody who needs to get doged. Anyway, they're saying that Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show got 125 official FCC complaints for things like inappropriate lyrics, risque dance moves, anti-American themes. But at least 10 people complained to the FCC that Kendrick Lamar used his halftime performance on stage to diss Drake. And that's not fair.
That's not appropriate.
Do we have audio of that?
And if you tell that's my not heart, it. My achy breaky heart, he might blow up and you kill get, his
this
fans.
Is the best part, though.
New season, new shoes. How about it? Do you have to choose between your favorite kicks and your favorite video game? Oh, no. Uh-uh. No way. Air Max 1, well, they're launching a brand new Donkey Kong sneaker that's brown, yellow, orange, has a DS coin, and a banana on the insole. These new kicks will set you back the low, low price of $160.
I dislike Donkey Kong. I am not good
at really?
Donkey Kong. No.
Do you hate the donkey?
I'm not good at donkey. I'm good at a lot of them. I'm not good at Donkey Kong.
You have some resentments.
It's my kryptonite. While I deal with that.
There's a lot to unpack there.
The United States Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, has resigned as of yesterday after 5 years on the job. DeJoy actually submitted his resignation about 2 years ago, but he just arrived. And then, in a final send-off, we go to West Sussex, England, as Paul Broom was laid to rest in his own style. Paul Broom evidently was quite the jokester and had a playful nature, says friends and family, who gathered outside where they wore custom T-shirts to bid him farewell as he was laid to rest in a coffin that had the Snickers logo and looked like a Snickers bar, saying the phrase, "I'm nuts," on the side of it.
Wacky.
If I had the means, I'd think about something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you want to get away. Great googly moogly. That's right, Billy Ray.
Billy Ray.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.